The Indiana Youth Institute hosted the second annual Post-Secondary Counseling Institute for Indiana School Counselors. The two-day workshop gives school counselors skills and tools to help students explore several options for education beyond high school. Kate Kaufman, who directs college and career planning programs at Indiana Youth Institute, says schools need to decide what they want to do for their students and what challenges they have before they try to sort through all the tools that are offered.
There's courses they can bring to their school like JAG or AVID or College Summit. There's reports they can get from ACT and College Board. There's online resources, but they're not all the right fit, and they're not all the right fit for each kid. So sometimes they need to find different interventions that they can use with different students to be most effective.
The Department of Education funded the training for the first year, and Amanda Colhan, DOE's program coordinator for school counseling, says new school counselors need the most help because they don't get much specific training for college counseling during their coursework.
To really be fully prepared to go into a school, you know, start fresh as a new counselor and make sure that students are aware of all of their options and make sure that the students are prepared for whatever option they choose after high school.
Talking about college should start in grade school and needs to be targeted to kids and parents.
Counselors should be, you know, going into classrooms. They should be doing college and career awareness type activities, not only with students but also with parents. You know, starting to kind of teach parents the lingo and start getting parents to consider opening a College Choice 529 plan, start saving for college now, but also not only just, I say college, that doesn't necessarily mean a 2 or 4 year college, but you know, anything post-secondary.
The training focuses on understanding all of the information they'll need to answer students' questions. It's often navigating the uncharted waters of the application process for admittance, as well as financial aid, that can leave many families feeling overwhelmed. At that point, many of them simply give up. The training was expanded from about 50 counselors last summer to well over 100 this summer. While the focus has been on new counselors, the training is designed to make all counselors stronger advocates for college planning and preparation. The fruits of their work may not be visible for several years, but counselors leave the training energized and ready for the road ahead. For WFYI, I'm Joanne Clues.